Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, as I mentioned on Thursday, we're going to continue our discussion of Hakel. But today, let's talk about Hakel from a Halacha L'maisa perspective. So first of all, I mentioned on Thursday that all of my information came from Rav Zevin's Sefer, where he went through seven different elements related to Hakel. So that is where all the information from Thursday's shir came from. And I mentioned that there weren't really any Sfarim written about Hakel. However, that was a quote of Rav Zevin. As of Rav Zevin's time, there weren't any real Sfarim written about Hakel. However, this year, I got in the mail just a month ago, a Sefer called Parshas HaMelech that I have right here, written by Rav Moshe Parnas, all about the mitzvah of Hakel. It's got 500 pages about the mitzvah of Hakel. So there is a Sefer, Baruch Hashem, about the mitzvah of Hakel. So what I want to talk about today is, will we be doing Hakel this year? And what I mean by that is two different things. First of all, when the Beis HaMikdash Baruch Hashem is going to be rebuilt in the next few days, will we be able to do Hakel this year? And then, in the unfortunate event that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in the next few days, is there some sort of inyan of doing Hakel on a Derabbanan level? If I could just ask everyone to mute themselves. Particularly, I don't want to single out someone, but if you could just mute yourself. So the question is, will we be doing Hakel this year if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt? So in the Sefer Parshas HaMelech on page Kuf Chav Gimel, he has a fascinating discussion about this. He says, you know, on the one hand, it's Motzai Shnas HaShemitah, so of course we will. But on the other hand, since Shemitah B'zman Hazeh is only Midrabanan, it could be that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and Shemitah and Yovel become Midoraisa again, that we start the Cheshbon of Shemitos again, that we start a new Cheshbon for Shemitah, so it's not actually going to turn out to be Motzai Shnas HaShemitah this year. So that's his discussion, and he quotes interestingly from a letter that the Rogachev wrote, and it's printed in Tshuvas Tzafnas Paneach HaChadoshos Chelek Aleph Michtav Beis, from the end of the Shemitah year Tafresh Sadi Aleph, where the Rogachev wrote to his son-in-law Shenizka LaHakel B'Chag HaSukos, that we should be Zochet HaHakel on Chag HaSukos. So he says, you see from the Sichas Chulin of the Rogachev, just the way that he signed off on the letter, that we should be Zochet HaHakel, that there will in fact be a Hakel on the year that Mashiach comes. However, let's discuss the other issue. What if there is no Beis HaMikdash? What if Mashiach doesn't come? Do we then do some sort of Hakel? So the Aderes, who, as we mentioned last time, wrote this Sefer called Zecher LeMikdash, but he wrote it anonymously, and he was very clever about it. He pulled off the oldest trick in the book. He wrote a Haskama to the Sefer, and he wrote Ha'aros on the Sefer, just so no one will suspect that he's the one who wrote the Sefer, but it was later discovered that it was clearly the writings of the Aderes. So the Aderes wrote the Sefer Zecher LeMikdash anonymously, but he writes, Asher Agdar Shagdolim Yu Nishman Lekatan Shemektan Mekamoni V'yidrosh Kol Rav Ba'adaso B'yom Shabbos Kodesh Cholamoed Sukkos Haba Lein L'tovim Yitz Shem Dover B'ito Matov. He says that everyone should darshan, all the Rabbanim should darshan in their shuls on Cholamoed Sukkos V'kolekari Pasuk Bizmano Mevi Tova Li'olam. And when a person reads a Pasuk in the right time, he's bringing Tova into the world. So he clearly wanted Hakel to at least be spoken about. But in fact, Rav Herzog brings many proofs that it's appropriate to actually make a Zecher LeMitzvah Bizman Hazeh. And in fact, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the year Tavshin Vav, there was a large gathering as Zecher LeMitzvah Hakel in Yerushalayim, and it made a wonderful impression on the attendees who were there. And there's been a lot of debate whether that's appropriate, whether that's something we should be striving for. So there are two assumptions to the debate. The first assumption is that the actual mitzvah of Hakel no longer applies. The second assumption is that there was never a formal takana bin drabanan to make a Zecher LaHakel. And then, once you make those two assumptions, then it just leaves the question whether it's a good idea for us to make our own Zecher LaHakel. So let's first work on those two assumptions, which are both correct, but we just have to figure out why they're correct, and then get to the bottom line. So assumption number one is that the mitzvah itself doesn't apply bizman hazeh. So why is that true? true, why isn't there a mitzvah of hakel b'zman hazeh, at least a mitzvah midrabanan? So first of all, it's possible that you need a melech in order to do hakel. That if the requirement is that it can only be done with a melech, so then it would make sense that we can't do hakel because there is no melech. However, that is not so pashut that you need a melech. The Mishnah in Sota says that a king was the one who did hakel, but it's not so clear where we find that in the Pesukim itself. In the Parshas Melech, the Torah says, V'kasav los Mishnah Torah zos al sefer, and the Medrash says, Ein li'al Mishnah Torah, im kein lam nevim Mishnah, mishum sha'asida li'ishtanos, meaning the ksav can change, and then the Medrash quotes, Ein korin b'yom hakel, ela b'mishnah Torah b'lvad, that the king writes an entire Torah, but the Torah highlights Mishnah Torah because that's what he read at Hakel, meaning he would really write the entirety of Torah. And nevertheless, when it talks about his mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, it says that he writes a Mishnah Torah. Why Dafka Mishnah Torah? Because that's what you're going to read at Hakel. So the impression you get is that it's got to be the king. In Parshas Hakel itself, the Torah says, Tikra HaTorah Zos Neged Kol Yisrael Bazneim. It says Tikra in a Lashon Yachid, so it can't be referring to Kohanim or Zekanim that the Parsha was talking about. Must be about Yoshua. Yoshua had a Din Melech, so the Netziv in HaMikdavar says, yeah, this is the source that says that it should be a Melech, but L'chora Melech is Lav Dafka, and it could be a Gadol Shabi Yisrael as well, because as long as it's just saying Tikra B'Lashon Yachid, which implies it needs to be someone who's miyuchad, someone who's like a gadol adar. The Navi in Divrei Yam says about Yoshio HaMelech that Vayishlach HaMelech and Vayasvila Vayikro Bazneim is called Divrei Sefer Bris and Nimtzim Beis Hashem, and that might be the source of the Melech being the one to do Hakel. However, the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayis doesn't bring any of these sources, and instead he says, nearly, Demasha Melech Kore, Zel Midrabanan, Kedelitim Kavod the Torah. Miel Bisman Shein Melech, Loyim Mevatlin Asay, El Koreas and Gadol Shabitzimur, Koin Gadol, Rosh Sanhedrin. Says, the fact that the Melech reads Hakel, that's only a Din Midrabanan. If there is no Melech, that's no reason to be Mevatal the Mitzvah entirely. Let a Koin Gadol read it, let a Rosh Sanhedrin read it. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch writes that Eini Yodea im Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Keinu Dedafka Melech. I don't know that there's a Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that it's got to be a Melech. V'yemein Melech v'Yisrael in Mitzvah Klal. And if there's no Melech, there's no Mitzvah. Im Kein, Ad Shol HaMelech, Halov HaSholem, Lo Neskayim, Mitzvah Zu. Then that would mean that in the days of all the Shoftim, there was no Mitzvah of Hakel. V'afshar Delav Dafka Melech, says the Minchas Chinuch. Could be, it doesn't have to be a king. Rak Gadol Shebedoro Alav Hayem Mitzvah Lo HaMelech. V'chein Nira Mitzad HaSvara. So there is a possibility that it doesn't even have to be a king. So to say that it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh because we don't have a melech is difficult, since you have the Tiferes Yisrael and Minchas Chinuch that say that you don't even need a melech. So the second possibility is that because the mitzvah is connected to the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and we have no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel b'zman hazeh, maybe we have no mitzvah of hakel either. The pasuk says b'chag ha'sukos b'vo kol Yisrael le'roz b'nei Hashem elokecha b'makom asher yivchar. So calls man shabes mikdash that the base of mikdash is charav, and there's no mitzvah to bring an olas riyah nishal mechagiga. There's no mitzvah to be ola l'regel, and the chacham learned that from gezer shava, because by both of these mitzvahs the Torah uses lashon of riyah, like the Ram says, call a pater min riyah, pater min mitzvah hakel chutz min anashim v'ataf. So there is a link between riyah and hakel. So if there's no riyah, there's no hakel. Or it could just be that it must be in that the mitzvah of hakel could only be fulfilled in the azara. And the Kiryas Sefer writes that b'bo kol Yisrael li'ra'os means a place where you'll fulfill the mitzvah's ri'iyah. So if we don't have such a place, then there is no hakel. So the bottom line is that there is no hakel, certainly on a Torah level or in a formal midrabanan level. Question then becomes, but why didn't they make a takana zecher l'mikdash? Meaning, we do find that the chacham made takana zecher l'mikdash. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, we learn that the chacham made takana, all sorts of takana zecher l'mikdash. The fact that we take lulav himself for all 7 days in Chutz Laaretz or outside or anywhere outside of the Mikdash in all of Eretz Yisrael, and the Gvulin is all the Zech of the Mikdash. Darshan from the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Ki Ala Aruch Halach Umimako Sayach Arapech Nu Mashem, Ki Nidach HaKarulach Tzion Hi Doresh Ein La. So we darshan Mechlal Dubai Drisha. You see, it says Doresh Ein La, that the Navi laments that no one is being Doresh Tzion. So you see, we're supposed to be Doresh Tzion. So we do all sorts of things, Zechel HaMikdash. So the Adaris raises this kasha. Why, Taka, don't we have a Zechel HaMikdash of Hakel? So three possibilities. Possibility number one is, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Lulav da Oraisa Avdinan Zechel HaMikdash. Arava d'rabbanon lo avdinan lo zeich l'migdash, that we only make a zeich l'migdash for mitzvos that are d'oraisa, but not for a mitzvah that's d'rabbanon. And hakel during the tkufa of bayisheni was only a mitzvah mid'rabbanon, because whenever shemitah is only d'rabbanon, hakel is only mid'rabbanon. So l'chora it's not necessarily a great raya, because the Adaris himself points out Hakel is very different than Arava. Arava is only midrabanan. Even Be'ikr, it's only midrabanan. Hakel Be'ikr is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It just happens to be that the reality was that Bizman Bayisheni, it turned into a drabanan. But maybe that would still qualify it as something worthy of making a Zeich HaMikdash. So second possibility is that if you hold like the idea that it's a mitzvah only on the melech, so we don't have a person to carry out the Zeich HaMikdash, you wouldn't be doing the tzura of the mitzvah without a melech. But that's a little weak as well, because as we pointed out, Minchas Chinuch and Tiferes Yisrael say that you don't need a melech to do the mitzvah of Hakel. Third possibility is that the Parshas HaMelech says that it's not shaykh to make a Zeich HaMikdash, meaning this Sefer Parshas HaMelech that I quoted before, Rabbi Parnas, says that it's not shaykh to make a Zeich HaMikdash, since the only place one can accomplish Hakel is in the Mikdash. Only when it comes to Lulav, where there is a mitzvah Lulav Begvulin B'Yom HaRishon, meaning on a D'oraisa level in New York, you have a mitzvah to take Lulav on Yom Rishon. So it's shaykh to do some sort of mitzvah D'oraisa of Lulav outside of the Mikdash, so we could do a Zeich HaMikdash outside of the Mikdash as well. But when it comes to a mitzvah that can only be done in the Mikdash, you're not going to make a mitzvah Zeich HaMikdash to be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they were never misakein a Zeich HaMikdash. And that leaves us only with the question of, okay, but is it a good idea to do some sort of Zeich HaHakel? Meaning, okay, there was never a Takana Midrabban and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't think of it. For whatever reason, he didn't do it. But should we be doing it? So historically, as we mentioned before, there was a modern-day Hakel ceremony that took place in 1945, after the Shemitah year, and it was under the auspices of Rav Herzog. As we said, Rav Herzog wrote about this and thought that there's no problem at all with making such a Zecher. In the following Shemitah year, 1952, the Hakel was held on, the Kotel wasn't available, it was under Jordanian rule at the time, so it was on Har Tzion, and it was attended by Rav Herzog, and also by Rav Uziel as well. So what's the argument for? So there were many of the chief rabbis were supportive of it. Rav Vadi Yosef attended a major Hakel ceremony as well, and the Adaris was supportive of it in his Zeich HaMikdash. The Rav Kook, the Adaris' son-in-law, Rav Kook, was supportive of it, but they never actually was able to bring it to fruition. Neither the Adaris nor Rav Kook was able to bring it to fruition. Rav Tukachinsky in Ir HaKodesh HaMikdash Chelek Dalet Perek Tesvav was supportive of the idea of doing a Zeich HaHakel. Rav Uziel, as we mentioned, Rav Chalap, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, meaning the impression that you get is that most of the people that were supportive of it were the religious Zionist rabbis. They're the religious Zionist Gedolim were the ones that were supportive of the idea of a Zeich HaHakel. In addition to the religious Zionist Gedolim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe was very supportive of it, but that was for a different reason. He thought any time you can make a massive maimid l'kavanat Torah, it will be a big Kiddush Hashem and will be able to spread Torah further. So that's how the Lubavitcher Rebbe was supportive of it. There are those that were against it, and the argument against it, you don't really need to make an argument against it. meaning the default is that there's no such mitzvah, meaning we don't make up new mitzvahs, and there is no such such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah midaraisa, certainly, and no mitzvah midrabanan, not even the takana midrabanan. So we don't make our own takana. So certainly, if you're in the camp of chadash aser min haTorah, and you know that's the general approach, so then you're not going to be supportive of doing some sort of zecher to a zecher of the mitzvah or something like that. So anyway, so that is the debate that still goes on, that's still raging, about whether it's appropriate to make a hakel this year. Bezer Hashem, we should be zochet to the real hakel this year. Bias goel tzedek b'mehera v'yameinu. Everyone, Gemara Chasimah Tov to all of you.